or illness.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, May 4th. Currently with fair skies, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is south at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.85. The dew point is 46 degrees, and the wind chill is 53 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. This week in Lawrence, community members walked together in a demonstration of awareness of the ongoing crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous people and the fight to end historic violence against them.
They aim to bring attention to the intersectional movement of missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, Two-Spirit, and trans people. Indigenous Community Center leaders posted symbols of the organization for Action for Justice Week, urging the Department of Justice to provide training to law enforcement officials and educate the public about the crisis. According to the Department of Justice, Native American women are murdered at a rate 10 times the national average. I'm Armetta Landrum.
Jackson Mahomes, the brother of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, was arrested and charged with sexual battery this week and booked into the Johnson County Jail. The case involves an incident February 25th when Jackson allegedly forcibly kissed a restaurant owner and pushed a teenager. Jackson Mahomes was arraigned on Wednesday afternoon. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Injury, illness, COVID, substance use, or mental health concerns? There are many reasons Kansans leave their jobs. Thanks to a coordinated care team, you could be eligible to receive the tools and strategies needed to stay at work or return to work after an injury or illness and reap the rewards that come from meaningful employment. RetainWorks is funded by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. Visit RetainWorks.org for more information.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas's delegation in the United States Senate applauded the Senate's passage of legislation that nullifies the listing of the lesser prairie chicken as a threatened species. As Kansas State's representation in Washington pushed back on the bird's listing under the Endangered Species Act, citing a negative impact, economic impact on the state. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas sponsored a measure repealing federal protections for the rare prairie bird that's found in parts of the Midwest and Southwest, including one of the country's most prolific oil and gas fields. And Representative Tracy Mann of Kansas led companion legislation in the U.S. House of Representatives. Senator Marshall said in November, when speaking out against a decision from the Biden administration to list the lesser prairie chicken under the Endangered Species Act, that listing the lesser prairie chicken will hurt Kansas's economy, hinder oil and gas independence, increase utility costs, and prevent the development of renewable energy in prime western Kansas locations. The lesser prairie chicken's range covers a portion of the oil-rich Permian Basin along the New Mexico-Texas state line, and it extends into parts of Colorado, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Environmentalists have long sought stronger federal protections for the bird, which they consider severely at risk due to oil and gas development, livestock grazing and farming, and roads with power lines. However, Senator Marshall and the other Republicans say greater protections aren't needed and that the government instead should rely on voluntary conservation efforts already in place. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a bridge repair project on K-383 in Norton County. The bridge is located approximately 4 miles east of the Decatur County line, and during construction, traffic will be reduced to one lane and controlled by temporary traffic signals. Delays not exceeding 5 minutes should be anticipated. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be completed in September, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6205. Northern Valley Junior High boys track coach Jim Cole reported that on Tuesday, May 2nd, the Northern Valley track team competed in the Logan Invitational meet in Phillipsburg, saying that there were eight schools at the meet on a sunny spring day. The Northern Valley 6th grade boys claimed third place, scoring 56 points. Cash Compton had a big day, winning four medals, first in the long jump, second in the 100-meter dash and 100-meter hurdles, and third in the 200. Aaron Horstek won the silver medal in the shot and bronze in the discus, and Jaden Johns added a second-place finish in the 800. The Northern Valley Junior High boys also had a good day, placing second as a team with 98 points. Tate Talheim won a gold medal in the 100 hurdles. Lucas Hansen won a gold medal in the triple jump and added three bronze medals in the long jump, 200 and 400. Griffin McKinney won two medals, silver in the 200 hurdles and bronze in the shot. And Connor David had a personal record in the discus, throwing 102 feet, placing second. Memorial services for Darren Campbell, 55, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, May 5th, at the Norton Christian Church. Interment will follow in the Norton Cemetery. The arrangements were made by Plumber Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. In Nebraska news, the man accused in an attempted kidnapping at a Grand Island gas station has been arrested. Court records filed on Monday show that 43-year-old Julius Sandrock was arrested on April 27th, and he's been charged with attempted kidnapping and third-degree assault. Previously, prosecutors say Sandrock attacked a 17-year-old boy and tried to pull him into a vehicle last October. The Hall County Public Defender's Office declined to represent Sandrock, citing an excessive workload, so he was appointed a private lawyer from Kearney. Sandrock is expected back in court on May 30th. Prior to his arrest in Nebraska, Sandrock had been accused of stalking Taylor Swift outside her Beverly Hills home in 2018. Police said that he brought a knife, rope, and ammunition with him to the home, and he was arrested and later released. For the third time in less than 2 weeks, authorities responded to a threat at a Nebraska campus, and this latest scare happened at Alliance Middle School. Officers immediately began investigating after they were made aware of the threat and determined that it was credible. The Alliance Police Department said it takes these situations seriously and will always act swiftly to ensure the safety of students and staff. The Alliance Police Department also said it takes the cooperation of the entire community to protect schools and neighborhoods, so anyone who comes across suspicious behavior is asked to share it with law enforcement. Last week, it was reported that two other threats across the state involved schools in St. Paul and Sydney, and a student was taken into custody in one of those cases. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay golf coach David Stover to talk about the golfers and their upcoming schedule.
I'm here with head golf coach David Stover. Coach, it's been a busy couple weeks for you, but let's go back to the Norton Invitational Tournament that you hosted here a while back. How do you feel that tournament went for you?
Well, it was a good tournament for us. We didn't play quite as well as what I'd hoped. coming in. We ended up finishing fifth overall. Our team score was about what we'd been shooting all year long. Whenever you play at home, I think you put a little bit of added pressure on yourself, and I think that did kind of affect some of our play a little bit. We did have some highlights. Eli Jones had a really good back nine. He came back and finished in. He did not place, I'm sorry. It's probably the first tournament this year we didn't have anybody play. So I know they were a little bit disappointed about that. We wish we would have played a little bit better, but we shot about what we'd been shooting at that time, so really nothing to complain about.
Well, let me just kind of remind you about that day being a cold, windy day, and several of the Blue Jay golfers had trouble in the front nine but came back in the back half.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was one of our typical days where the wind blows 30, 40 mile an hour. And I've told our guys, I gave them a lot of credit. It would have been really easy when they did struggle to just kind of let the rest of the day go, let the rest of the round go. And they really didn't do that. I thought they competed really well all day long. And so, yeah, that was our definite positive overall.
The next thing is that it's the I-70 tournament, and of course that's a different venue, kind of one that you and the team enjoy. You travel to Ellis and Trigall on that format.
I really do enjoy this tournament. It's an opportunity. It counts as one tournament. You only get 8 regular season tournaments, but we're able to play 36 holes on that day, that one day, to count as one tournament. So we get a lot of golf in that day. We started the tournament. We played our first 18 holes at Waukini. And then after that, in the afternoon, we all went over to Ellis, and we played 18 more at Ellis. They're actually scored as separate tournaments, so you can win medals in Waukini, you can win medals in Trigall, and then you can win medals for overall combined. And really, it was, up to this point, it was by far our best day of the year. We started at Trigall. Eli Jones played really well. He tied his career best, shot a 79. The highlight over there had to be Roman Hauser. Roman shot an 82 and ended up finished in ninth place overall, by far his career best. I was really pleased with that. And we finished fourth as a team there, so I felt really good. The nice thing about it, team wise, is we shot 20 shots better there than we did at the Norton tournament, so we played really well there. I know it's a long day for the guys. It really turned into a grind, and you're always kind of concerned how you're going to play at Ellis. And to be honest, I thought we played better at Ellis than we played it at Waukini. Going back to Eli, as I said, he had shot a career low, tied his career low at 79. He goes over to Ellis and shoots 74 and takes second place over there also as well. Nice thing, he was even one under. His last 9 holes was his best 9 holes of the day. So, you know, talking about the conditioning in the long day. As far as other players at Ellis, we had, Roman in 92. Rylan Wildeman shot his career best score of the day at Ellis on the last 18. So, I believe I had four of the 6 players either tied or bettered career rounds somewhere during the day. So it was really good. Overall, Eli is the first player I've had in the years we've had the I-70 where we had somebody place in the top 3 overall. He was 2nd overall for the tournament. So obviously a really good day for him, but it wasn't just him. I really felt really good about how everybody played that day. It was really a positive jump. We talked about improving 20 strokes Trigall. We shot the same score at Ellis that we shot at Trigall, finished 4th there also. So needless to say, it was our best day of the year.
On Monday of this week, you traveled to Hays, I believe Fort Hays Municipal, no, not Fort Hays this year, Smoky Hill, and you participated in the TMP Open. Talk about the TMP Open.
Well, the TMP tournament at Smoky. Smoky is one of the best courses in Northwest Kansas. There's no question. The course is in great shape. The rough is high. The greens are fast, and we struggled with that, to be honest. For the first time all year, we actually had a gorgeous day weather-wise. So we can't blame the weather for any of it. I don't think we played any worse than what I expected. We did not play as well as I'd hoped. Eli. For us, he finishes 8th overall, shoots an 87. Trevin Enfield was able to break 100 again, and he had kind of been a little bit on the struggle bus, so it was good to see him come back that direction. Overall, once again, we finished 6th, which is probably our lowest placing overall team-wise, but it's a good tournament. We see Larned, who we don't see all year long. First time we see Russell all year long, so we see some different people, along with Colby, TMP, Goodland, some other schools like that. So although we didn't play as well as I'd hoped, there were some definite positives coming out of the round.
Not only has the varsity been busy this last couple of weeks, but your junior varsity also has. And Smith Center was one of your tournaments last week.
Yeah, we went to Smith Center. That's always a fun tournament. The kids really enjoy it. It's the one tournament all year at the JV level or even at the varsity level. They play a different format. Instead of playing your own ball and counting your own score, we go ahead and play a two-person scramble format, which, if you're familiar with golf, basically both people play. Both people play the shot. You pick whichever one is the better one, and then you continue to play from there. So we sent some people over there to hopefully get some experience, and I was really pleased. We weren't fortunate enough to have any of our two-person teams placed in the top 10, but I thought we did a nice job over there. I know the kids were excited. They felt like they did a good job, and I know talking to Coach Katz, he was happy with the way they played over there as well. Let's see, Jeffrey Fick and Rowan Granberry were our low scorers over there. Brooklyn Rao and Erica Miller teamed up, and they were just a shot behind. And then our other two teams were just a couple shots, so we were all packed in there. But I thought it was a really good day for us.
Then it's back home for the junior varsity, and you hosted the Norton Junior Varsity Tournament.
Yeah, that was a great day for us. We were able to host it once again. We were very fortunate in having absolutely perfect weather. Wish we could somehow figure out a way to do that all the time, but I don't think that's going to happen. We were able to put basically everybody on our team that was not a varsity player this year on the course. So we were able to put 16 people on the course. We had three teams. Our A team was able to win the tournament, so anytime we can capture a tournament championship, that's a good thing. Both our second team and third team beat other people's teams, so I was very pleased by that. Individually, we had four of the top 10 medalists, led by Dominic Volling, played by far his best round, I would guess, ever. And in wonderful coaching brilliance, the head coach had him on our C team, so his score didn't even count for our overall best team score. But he shoots 44 and takes third. Gavin Braun was fifth with a 45. Rowan Granberry seventh with a 47, and Dylan Jones was 10th with a 48. So to be able to have four medalists out of the top 10, I thought was a really good day, and obviously winning a tournament is always a good deal.
One more thing for the junior varsity at tomorrow, from today's Wednesday, the day of this taping, but you'll be going to Plainville for that junior varsity.
Yeah, we go to Plainville. It's a couple of different things. They like to call it their JV showcase. They really do a nice job going all out. It's the last JV tournament for most everybody, ourselves included. So they really do a nice job of kind of playing it up for the kids. And it's always a good tournament. It's a good experience for them, so I'm really excited to see how they're going to do over there.
Friday of this week, you get back into varsity action, and that's going to be over at Hill City. And you should see quite a few of the same teams you've been this year, and one of the area teams in Hill City, a very challenging team.
No question, Hill City has proven, I think, all season long that I personally think they're the best small school golf team in Northwest Kansas this year. They've played really well. Don't kid yourself, Phil Hoxie's not that far away, and they're also going to be there. It's always a really good tournament. So and it's one of the courses that we tend to play fairly well on. So hopefully the kids are excited, and you know, we'll go over there and see what we can do and try to get some momentum going into league and regionals later in the week.
Coach, it doesn't seem like you have a lot of time that we can sit and talk about the meet. So we're going to go ahead and preview next week's competition for you. Tuesday, you go to Phillipsburg, and there again, this is a different format for you. Why don't you explain a little bit of that?
Yeah, it's the one it's one tournament where we play, I would call, old school format. We play a two-man division, a four-man division, and a six-man division. And the nice thing I like about this format is really every score counts. You are in some format somewhere, whereas most tournaments you play in now, you take six players and you just count your four highest scores. All six scores are going to count. It's in some division over at Phillipsburg. So that's always exciting, I think, as far as we go from there. And again, kind of like Hill City, I think it's a place where historically we've played pretty well. We've shot some pretty good scores. So I look forward to that to give us some momentum into the rest of the week.
Then on Thursday of next week, it's the Mid-Continent League, and that is in Hays this year.
It is in Hays. It's going to be at the public course, at Fort Hays. I like the course. I think the fact that we can play an 18-hole course right before regionals is, I think, a good thing. The league is going to be stacked again this year. It's been really good. Obviously, just spoke about Hill City, Hoxie, TMP. Ellis has been coming on. I think we're competitive. And I'm sure I'm leaving out some others as well. I think the MCL tournament's going to be a really good tournament this year.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck this week and next week when you travel to Plainville for junior varsity. Varsity, you go to Hill City. The following week on Tuesday, Phillipsburg, and then on Thursday, the Mid-Continent League. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Stover, and good luck to all of the Blue Jay golfers in their upcoming schedule. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger gravy, whipped potatoes, warm peas, peaches, cinnamon rolls, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken fajitas, French bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be shaved ham, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, at 6 p.m., the Norton Community High School Spring Art Exhibit Night. At 7:30 p.m., the Norton Community High School Spring Band Concert. And the High School Junior Varsity Golf in Plainville. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be partly sunny with a high near 82 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 8 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with the low around 55. On Friday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., otherwise it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 83. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m. should be mostly sunny with a high near 85. And on Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 85. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 84. On Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise sunny with a high near 87. And on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be mostly sunny with a high near 87. Currently, with fair skies, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is south at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.85. The dew point is 46 degrees. And the wind chill is 53 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 827. It's time for your Kansas Sports Report, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals are back in the win column as they knocked out the Baltimore Orioles 6-0 on Wednesday night at Kauffman Stadium. Zach Greinke drew the start and had one of his best performances of the season. Greinke went 5 innings for the team, allowing 0 runs on 3 hits with 3 strikeouts, en route to his first win of the season. Greinke had thrown just 44 pitches through 5 innings, but manager Matt Quatrero still made the decision to pull Zach Greinke. It proved to be a prudent move as 4 relievers then combined to throw 4 scoreless innings, allowing just 3 hits and combining for 3 strikeouts. The Royals' young lineup cashed in for the second consecutive game against the Orioles. The Royals scored 6 runs on 13 hits, and all 6 runs were driven in by a player aged 26 or younger, with Vinny Pasquantino leading the way as he drove in 3 of the 6 runs. The Royals will now go for the series win this afternoon as they take on the Orioles. First pitch is set for 1:10 p.m. from Kauffman Stadium. Cadence Information Network News Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com.